In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Welcome, dear congregation, to another blessed gathering in the presence of our Almighty Father. Today, let us embark on a journey of faith where the unexpected miracles of God await us at every turn. So stay with me until the end and open your hearts to this message. Beloved congregation, have you ever experienced a moment when it seemed like all hope was lost? When the weight of despair threatened to crush your spirit, leaving you feeling utterly hopeless? In those darkest of hours, it is easy to lose sight of the light, to succumb to the shadows of sorrow that engulf us. But fear not, for in those very moments, when we least expect it, God's hand moves in mysterious ways. Like a gentle breeze that whispers through the storm, His presence brings comfort to our troubled hearts. He has a way of turning our despair into hope, our sorrow into joy, and our weakness into strength. Yes, my dear friends, His surprises are boundless, and His love knows no bounds. Just when we think we have reached the end of our rope, He extends His hand and pulls us back from the brink. His timing may not align with our own, but His faithfulness remains steadfast through every trial and tribulation. Think back to the moments in your life when you felt like you couldn't go on another step. Recall the times when you cried out in desperation, wondering if anyone was listening, and then remember how, out of nowhere, God intervened in ways you could never have imagined. Perhaps it was a sudden breakthrough in your career, a miraculous healing in your body, or a reconciliation in a broken relationship. Whatever form His blessings may take, one thing is certain: His love never fails, and His mercies are new every morning. So, my brothers and sisters, take heart and trust in the goodness of our God. Even in the midst of life's darkest storms, He is working behind the scenes, weaving together a tapestry of redemption and grace. Let us open our hearts to His divine surprises and embrace the joy that comes from knowing that we are deeply loved by the Creator of the universe. My dear brothers and sisters, have you ever found yourself standing at the crossroads of despair, feeling the weight of the world bearing down upon your weary shoulders? Have you ever felt like giving up? Like the challenges before you were insurmountable, and the journey ahead too daunting to endure? In those moments of darkness, when it feels like hope is but a distant memory, I urge you to take heart, for even in the midst of your deepest struggles, God sees your pain. He hears your cries, and He is preparing a miracle that will exceed your wildest dreams. Yes, you heard me. Right. The God we serve is not a passive observer of our suffering, but a loving Father who is intimately acquainted with our every need. He knows the burdens we carry, and He longs to lighten our load and lift us up on wings like eagles. So, my friends, do not lose heart. Do not give in to the voices of doubt and despair that seek to rob you of your joy and your peace. Instead, fix your eyes on the promises of God, for He is faithful to fulfill every word spoken over your life. Think back to the stories of old, where ordinary men and women faced impossible odds and yet emerged victorious through the power of God. From David slaying Goliath, to Esther saving her people from destruction, the pages of Scripture are filled with accounts of God's miraculous interventions on behalf of His children. and just as he moved in their lives, so too will he move in yours. For the same God who parted the Red Sea and raised Jesus from the dead is alive and active in our midst today. He is the God of the impossible, and there is nothing too difficult for him to accomplish. So, my beloved, hold fast to your faith and trust in the goodness of our God, for he is preparing a miracle with your name on it, one that will leave you in awe of his power and his love. Keep pressing on, keep believing, and watch as he turns your trials into triumphs. My dear brothers and sisters, are you currently facing a daunting challenge that seems insurmountable? Do you find yourself standing at the edge of despair, unable to see a way out of the darkness that surrounds you? If so, I want to speak a word of encouragement to you today. In times like these, it's easy to rely on our own understanding, to try to figure out a solution to our problems based on our limited perspective. But I urge you, my friends, to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. For our God is a God of miracles, a God who specializes in making a way where there seems to be no way. When the Israelites stood trapped between the Red Sea and the advancing Egyptian army, they cried out to God.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
God in desperation, and what did he do? He parted the waters and made a way for his people to escape. Likewise, when Daniel found himself thrown into the lion's den, God intervened in miraculous ways to deliver them from harm. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and his power knows no bounds. So, my beloved, do not lose heart in the face of adversity. Instead, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Trust in his promises, for he has declared that he will never leave us nor forsake us. My dear brothers and sisters, as we journey through life, it's natural to be plagued by fears and doubts. We live in a world filled with uncertainty, where the unexpected lurks around every corner, threatening to rob us of our peace and joy. But I want to encourage you today to let go of those fears and doubts and surrender to the divine will of God. For our God is the master of the impossible, the one who spoke the universe into existence with a mere word. Nothing is beyond his reach, and no challenge is too great for him to overcome. When we place our trust in him and relinquish control of our lives, miracles begin to happen. Yes, miracles happen when we least expect them, in ways we could never imagine. Just when we think all hope is lost, God steps in and turns our situations around in the blink of an eye. He is the God of the unexpected, and his ways are far beyond our understanding. Think back to the stories of old, where God performed miraculous deeds that defied logic and reason. From the parting of the Red Sea to the feeding of the 5,000, his power was on full display for all to see. And yet, he continues to work wonders in our lives today, if only we would open our hearts to receive them. So, my beloved, let go of your fears and doubts and trust in the goodness of our God. Surrender to his will, knowing that he has a plan and a purpose for your life. And rest assured that no matter what challenges you may face, he is with you always, guiding you, protecting you, and working all things together for your good. Miracles await those who believe, my friends. So open your hearts and minds to the possibility of the impossible and watch as God moves mountains on your behalf. For with him, all things are possible, and nothing is beyond his reach. My dear brothers and sisters, I stand before you today to remind you to hold on to hope with strong faith, for your breakthrough is just around the corner. God is at work in the unseen realms, orchestrating his perfect plan for your life. Though his timing may not align with our own, his timing is always perfect. He knows the desires of your heart, and he sees the tears you've shed in the silence of the night. So do not grow weary in waiting, my friends. Do not lose heart in the face of adversity, for just when you least expect it, God will show up and show out in ways that will leave you breathless with wonder. Think back to the story of Joseph, who endured years of hardship and betrayal before God elevated him to a position of power and authority. Or consider the journey of the Israelites, who wandered in the wilderness for 40 years before finally entering the Promised Land. In both cases, God's timing was perfect, even when it seemed like all hope was lost. And the same is true for you, my beloved. Your breakthrough may be just around the corner, waiting to manifest in ways that exceed your wildest dreams. So, hold on to hope. My brothers and sisters, hold on faith, knowing that God is faithful to fulfill every promise he has made to you. Your breakthrough may be delayed, but it will not be denied. For with God, all things are possible, and his timing is always perfect. My dear brothers and sisters, as you navigate through the storms of life, I urge you to keep praying, keep believing, and keep praising God in the midst of your trials. For even when the winds howl and the waves crash around you, he is with you, guiding you, protecting you, and working all things together for your good. Yes, it may seem like the darkness will never lift, like the storm will never lift, but I assure you, my friends, morning is coming, for soon you will witness the mighty hand of God at work in your life, turning your trials into triumphs and your tears into testimonies. Just as he calmed the raging sea with a single word, so too will he bring peace to the turmoil in your soul. Just as he raised Lazarus from the dead, so too will he breathe new life into the dry bones of your circumstances. For our God is the God of miracles, and nothing is impossible for him. So do not lose heart, my beloved. Do not give in to despair. Instead, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, and trust in his unfailing love. Keep praying, keep believing, and keep praising God, for he is faithful to fulfill every promise he has made to you. And when the storm finally passes and the sun breaks through the clouds, you will look back on this time of trial and tribulation with gratitude in your heart. For you will see how God used every obstacle, every setback, to mold you into the person he created you to be. And your testimony will serve as a beacon of hope to all who hear it. My dear congregation, I want to remind you today to never underestimate the power of our God to surprise you with the unexpected. His ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts higher than our thoughts. He delights in showing up in ways we could never anticipate, bringing forth miracles that leave us in awe of his greatness. Yes, his miracles may come in various forms. It could be a sudden healing, where a sickness that seemed incurable is miraculously eradicated by the touch of his hand. It could be a financial provision, where debts are canceled and needs are met in abundance, demonstrating his faithfulness as our provider. Or perhaps it's a restored relationship where broken hearts are healed and estranged loved ones are reconciled through the power of his love and forgiveness. Whatever the form may be, his miracles are always marked by his boundless love and grace. Think back to the countless stories throughout history where God intervened in the lives of his people, performing miracles that defied all human understanding. From the parting of the Red Sea to the raising of Lazarus from the dead, his power knows no limits, and the same God who performed those miracles is alive and active in our midst today. He is still in the business of performing miracles, of turning the impossible into the possible, of bringing beauty from ashes and joy from mourning. So, my beloved, do not limit God by your own expectations. Open your hearts and minds to the infinite possibilities of his grace. Trust in his timing and believe that he is working all things together for your good. For when you least expect it, he will surprise you with his miraculous intervention, leaving you forever changed by the power of his love. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to speak a word of encouragement to each and every one of you today. Whatever your need may be, whatever challenges you may be facing, I want you to know that God is already working behind the scenes to bring about his perfect plan for your life. Yes, you heard me right. Even in the midst of your darkest moments, even when it seems like all hope is lost, God is at work, orchestrating his divine purposes with precision and care. He sees the bigger picture, the grand tapestry of your life, and he knows exactly how each thread fits into the masterpiece he is creating. So, my beloved, do not lose hope. Do not give in to despair, for the best is yet to come. I know it's easy to feel discouraged when life throws unexpected challenges our way. I know it's tempting to question whether God is truly listening to our prayers, whether he even cares about the struggles we face. But I assure you, my friends, he is working all things together for your good, even when you can't see it or feel it. Just as a skilled artist takes a blank canvas and transforms it into a work of beauty, so too does God take our brokenness and transforms it into something beautiful. He is the ultimate redeemer, the one who can turn our trials into triumphs and our pain into purpose. So trust in him, my beloved. Trust in his unfailing love and his perfect timing. For he who promised is faithful, and he will not let you down. Keep holding on to hope, keep believing, and keep trusting in the goodness of our God. For the best is yet to come, and his plans for you are far greater than you could ever imagine. Now, let us open our hearts to this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that you have the power to surprise me with unexpected miracles, healing, and financial abundance. I trust in your divine plan and ask for your grace to manifest these blessings in my life. Lord, I pray for your divine intervention in every area of my life. I believe that through your Son, Jesus Christ, all things are possible. I ask for your supernatural healing to flow through my body, mind, and spirit. May your love and light bring about a miraculous transformation in my health and well-being. I also lift up my financial needs to you, knowing that you are the ultimate provider. I ask for your abundance to overflow in my life, bringing financial stability and prosperity. Help me to be a good steward of the blessings you provide, and to use them for the greater good. I surrender my worries and fears to you, knowing that you are always watching over me. Thank you, God, for your endless love and for the wonderful surprises you have in store for me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.